A wind turbine ordinance will come before the city council tonight, just as a new high-tech wind system is being installed above City Hall. Randall Baker is working with technicians to finish the installation of his 40-foot-tall, 10-kilowatt electronically controlled wind turbine on top of Haystack Hill. The turbine has a monitoring system that tracks the wind direction and speed, which allows it to automatically make the best use of slow winds and to turn to protect itself in high winds.
The idea is trying to protect the machine from the gusts in this area. Everybody knows we get 30 miles an hour wind that can gust to 50 or 50 that can gust to 70. So you want it out of the wind, protecting itself, but still making power. And then at some point in time, you want to totally protect the machine.
The turbine turns at a 90-degree angle from the wind to shut down. It can also move against the wind direction in increments, so it moves slower and produces less noise. When standing next to the turbine in a 12-mile-per-hour wind, it's easier to hear the sounds of the cars passing City Hall than the sound of the machine.
It was blowing 40 miles an hour here in the other day. I could hear it slightly in the wind. None of my neighbors appeared to be able to hear it in their houses. I went over and talked to them all. Nobody could hear it. In fact, only one guy's even told me he even heard it when he was outside of his house.
The sophisticated $50,000 system converts the kinetic energy of the wind into clean DC power that can safely merge with the diesel-generated power of the citywide grid. Baker does not directly use the power he produces inside of his own house. Instead, he has to sell it back to the city.
Well, the city basically is doing a 2-to-1 type of system. For every 1 kW theirs I use, I have to give them back 2 kW. To break even.
Baker likens it to paying half price for electricity. He estimates that with tax incentives, he should pay off the system in a few years. In other communities, the renewable energy first powers the producer's home, then the extra goes back into the grid, and the producer can use it as a credit towards the power bill. Leanne Baker says their new system can provide a positive example for the community.
Right now, with the way this community with wind power, I think we just have to get them used to the idea that, you know, it will work. You know, it is a good thing. It's cleaner power for, you know, the community and for the city as a whole. So, I mean, everybody's benefiting from this wind power.
Public Utilities Director Dan Winters says he's excited about the Baker's new system and that it is fully compatible with the city's grid and safety requirements. The new wind ordinance being discussed by the council tonight would ensure that all new wind turbines would be safe as well.
Like most regulations and ordinances, they're set to protect the residents of Unalaska and also the infrastructure of our systems. And that's what the wind turbine regulation does.
It restricts how many kilowatts they can produce, noise levels, how high the towers can be, and other factors that affect energy producers and their neighbors. Baker says he doesn't think the ordinance takes into consideration some of the newer technology and people's needs.
No, I think the city ordinances are not going to help us. They want you to keep your turbines down at 40 foot or below, which creates more turbulence on the turbine, which creates more danger to the turbine, less productivity out of the turbine, and will make them noisier to your neighbors because they're closer to you in that turbulence. If you got your tower up a little bit higher, it's in cleaner air where you won't get the vibrations and less likelihood to tear it apart and the noise is further away from you.
Winter says that the proposed regulation, which aims to make the building application process easier as well, is subject to change.
We're new at this, setting up the regulations and stuff. So, you know, later on, if it's decided that 5 kW can be changed to 10 or 20, you know, it'll be looked at and if necessary, changed.
The refined wind power ordinance will be discussed at tonight's city council meeting. A discussion of a new smoking ordinance is also on the agenda. The ordinance before the council would ban all smoking in all public places, including restaurants and bars. The council has many options on how to shape the ordinance. It can choose to put the ban up for a vote or pass it all right. They can decide not to include certain places or include everything. The meeting will take place in the city council chambers in the city hall at 7 p.m.